Then you come out of the war years, out of the military.
Yeah.
And then what do you do?
Well, I always wanted to get in the ranching business. And my father, who had given the ranch away that I grew up on, maybe you've heard of it, gave it to the Boy Scouts of America.
Right.
It's over 100,000 acres that he gave to them. And it's still in operation today and well known. So I always wanted to get in the ranching business, and my father really kind of wanted me to get in the oil business. I had worked in the oil patch in Kansas for about 2 or 3 years. He and a partner of his had some properties up there out of Winfield, Kansas, and I worked up there for him for about 2 or 3 years as a roustabout, and it was all right. I didn't mind it. It was kind of interesting, and made some good friends up there. But I was still thinking about a ranch all the time in my life, because I grew up working on my dad's ranch, and my heroes were cowboys, and I had been cowboying since I was 8 or 9 years old, making a pretty good hand by that time. My father had given the ranch away and didn't have any, but he finally realized, he said, that's what I really wanted to do, and he said, well, I'll help get you a ranch. So he bought me a ranch at that time. I found one out there near Las Vegas, New Mexico, and it was about 18,000 acres. I think we paid $6.50 an acre for it. That's what my dad paid for it.
And $6.50?
About $6.50 an acre.
Yeah.
It was a good little ranch, and I married Virginia while we was on that. I'd been running out about a year or two, and we got married and lived there for about 7 or 8 years, didn't we?
I think it was 12.
And I had an opportunity to buy another ranch that joined me. I didn't add the two together, but I made a three-way trade and sold the present ranch. It was 18,000, and got this other one, which was 35,000 acres. And that's where we stayed and ranched for about 60 years. In New Mexico. It was in New Mexico.
Right.
But it was the headquarters from it was 25 miles or so from where we had lived on the first ranch.
Did you put a name on that ranch? Did you call it a name?
No, it was just our name. We didn't put any fancy name on it.
Right.
Made a good living on it, though.
Tell me, the two of
you. We ran about 1,500 yearlings and about 300 or 400 cows on it. The cows are year-round, and I'd run a bunch of yearlings in the summertime. We made a good living. Didn't get rich, but you made a good living on it.
You didn't have electricity there, did you?
Well, we had electricity. We had our own power plant, just a little what we call a light plant, which was pretty common in those days on ranches that were out in the country 25 or 30 miles from town, which is where we were.
So that was enough to generate electricity?
Yeah, we had plenty of electricity.
You could have lights in the house, and you could run a vacuum cleaner, but not all at once. It put out about 1,500 watts. And you use that up pretty quickly.
Well, like an electric stove. You couldn't hardly have an electric stove because it took too many watts to run something like that.
Yep.
Or a washing machine, and you couldn't run a refrigerator. And we had a gasoline refrigerator.
It wasn't gasoline, it was kerosene.
Kerosene. And they called them Servals.
And again, this would have been you were married in what year?
1947.
So this is in 47, 48 that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there had to be some nights when you'd used up all the electricity for that day.
No, the way it operated was that there was so much output when the plant was running, and at night we shut it off. So we had no electricity at all.
We didn't let that plant run 24 hours a day.
And then you burned kerosene for your heat at night?
No, we had a wood stove.
Had a wood stove.
And later on, we had a kerosene stove.
So I'm thinking about your dad, and he liked the finer things in life. Probably couldn't understand why the two of you would want to be living on this ranch in northern New Mexico and struggling along with a light plant, electric plant. Is that true?
Very true. He made the remark once that we lived down in the canyon like a couple of coyotes, which didn't bother us at all.
But and it was a time when he came to visit you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And I was very disappointed that we didn't have television. That was still pretty new to us. We would see it occasionally.
Well, we were kind of down in the canyon anyway. We finally did put a TV out dinner. Well, on our second ranch.
Not at the old ranch.
Top of the hill. We were down below a bluff, and we had about 1,500 feet of wire from that antenna And we had the antenna wired to the top of a pine tree up on top of a ridge, and that's where we got our TV. But we couldn't get a signal down there where we live because the TV came out of Albuquerque, and this bluff was between us and Albuquerque, so we had to get that antenna up on top of the bluff. That was what it amounted to.